Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
Starting is often the hardest part. You find everything else to do, like watch another Netflix episode, or just wash the dishes, or maybe I'll just call Sherry really quick and have a quick conversation with her, and then I'll get to it. Then after that, you're like, let me go get something to eat. Then I'll definitely get started. This is what Stephen Pressfield calls resistance. And we all face it. It comes up and it prevents us from doing what needs to be done. And just getting down, getting gritty, pulling our sleeves up, and getting after it. And everything just pulls us away from that endeavor. He typically talks about writing, because that's what he does. He's a writer. And any other creative endeavor, like doing art or whatever, you put it off. You're like, oh, I don't want to write today. I have writer's block, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, what he says to do is just to write. Even if it's terrible writing, just sit down and write. Just put words on a page, and then things will start to flow. And when it comes to organizing, it's the same thing. You just got to start somewhere. It really doesn't matter. What I do to help my clients filter a little bit and give us more of a direction is I ask the question, what's causing you the most anxiety, or where would you feel the most relief if you got that area done? And then we start there, because then this big kind of the biggest chunk that's been like hovering over their head, that giant black cloud that's just been looming around, following them day after day in their house, is gone. Once we've even just gotten started, it's just like you can feel it kind of, we're just nicking away at it. And then once that one's done, getting the rest done isn't as much of an issue because they have that one out of the way. The big one is completed and everything else kind of feels a little easier from there. We can work through it. But even when we decide to get going on that area, it's like, where do we start then? And I just say, just start pulling stuff out. Like, it's all got to come out. Let's just start pulling. And then we start categorizing and putting things, similar things together, throwing away what's not needed. And then it's all out and it's clean. You do some wipe down of the counters. And then you just say, what goes back? And well, then it's like, how do you start on deciding what goes where then? And I filter that a little easier too. And it's just decide on what's most essential and put that in the most easiest to access, easiest to see area. And that's kind of your first order. That's your first order items. And then you have your second order items. Actually, let me go back. First order items are, you're using those every day, every other day. You're grabbing that very frequently. Second order items, still access regularly, but that's probably once a week, maybe twice a week. And then from there, it's third order items, which are every other week, maybe once a month. Those still need to be easier to get to, but they don't have to be the most prominent. And then you have fourth order items, which is you're grabbing that like maybe once every 6 months to a year, very infrequently. And then from there, you really have your, I never even look at this. So it can just go way away. And that just is really going to be stored forever. That's just kind of your not in order item, is really what that is. But that's really, there's not much more to say. It's really just get in there, and get started. Even if you're like, don't want to attack the big one that's causing the most anxiety, it's better to just to do something. It's better to just pull one thing out and then you're going. Just try to boil it down to the most minimal, easy task and agree with yourself that if you do that, then you're good for the day. And you'll find you'll keep going because you're like, well, I'm already here. I've already started. Might as well do another thing and then another thing and then another thing and then you're done. But even still, again, if you just start with that one thing and then do the next thing. Sorry, no, that's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is start with that thing, and even if that's the only thing you do for that day, you've made an agreement with yourself that you're just going to do that or work for a minute or work for 10 minutes. And as long as you do that, then you're in accordance with yourself and you're building that trust with yourself and you're making progress and you've made progress. And then you just have to do that the next day, or even if you just do it once a week, eventually it will get done. It'll be a process, but that's what it takes. And you'll find a lot of the times as you continue to do that, that you'll keep working, because we just, the barrier isn't actually the time it takes to do it. The barrier is thinking about the time it takes to do it and not wanting to do it and having this daunting, overwhelming task looming over you. So give that a try. Go get it. Go get after it. You can do it. And sometimes you just need someone there to do it with you and help you out. And like, you know you can do it, but you need someone to block off that time and be like, we're going to do it for this long. And I know we're going to do it for this long. And that'll be it. And having someone there to talk with you and kind of distract you too is nice. And think through things with you. And that's what I'm here for. So if you want to connect with me, go to my website, www.reliefkey.co. That's .co, not .com. And connect with me there and schedule with me or send me an email or phone call or hit me up on Instagram, whatever's best for you. Shoot me text if you like. That's where I want to talk to you. So it's best for you. So look forward to talking to you. Subscribe to the podcast if you wouldn't mind. And I will see you tomorrow.